Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Wang Ying.
I'm Chen Xuan.
Emergency drills were carried out today at the National Exhibition and Convention Center, which will host the CIIE next month, to make sure relevant departments would cooperate with each other to respond to any unexpected situations quickly during the fair. Organizers said 31 scenarios were simulated, including COVID-19 and traffic emergencies. During the health drill, a CIIE participant had an abnormal PCR test result and was escorted from the venue in a designated shuttle truck. At the same time, the places frequented by the individual had to be disinfected and locked down. 50 close contacts of the individual were identified and transferred to a quarantine site.
It's been 10 years since the Shanghai government released a plan to develop Qiantan in Pudong. The area where the Shanghai World Expo was held is now home to 48 regional headquarters. Zhang Yue takes us there to find out more.
Zhang Yiming works in the real estate management department at Merck Group, a science and technology company from Germany. 3 years ago, the company consolidated three of its offices in Shanghai. Zhang and her colleagues made the decision that Qiantan, or an area some call the New Bund, was an ideal location for the new office.
We have our own R&D and the production facilities in Zhangjiang and also in Jinqiao. So New Bund is a very convenient location to connect our commercial operation in R&D and the production facilities. For the real estate perspective, people is the most important elements for the companies.
10 years ago, the Oriental Sports Center was probably the only building in Qiantan with any sort of notoriety. Now Qiantan is home to 48 regional headquarters, including some of the world's top 500 companies, like Bank of Tokyo, Mitsubishi, Bayer, Takeda, and Medtronic.
Location will always be the golden rule. Given Qiantan's unique location, sits on three metro lines and in between Puxi and Pudong, it actually provides a very good opportunity for enterprises to lease office space.
Public facilities in Qiantan now cover education, sports, leisure, and healthcare. Wellington School, Raffles Hospital, five-star hotels, and of course, Taikoo Li Qiantan Mall are all in Qiantan.
Taikoo Li Qiantan is situated on what was a stretch of wasteland 10 years ago. But since opening 1 year ago, it has quickly become a fresh shopping landmark here in Pudong. Restaurants, luxury boutiques, and art installations attract a wide variety of people. It's even got this 450-meter jogging path that wraps around the building for those who want to keep fit.
There are three metro lines to transfer to here, and it's got different types of cuisine, pop-up stores of luxury brands, and even the Tsutaya books from Japan.
The mall is celebrating its first anniversary by opening the Museum of Ice Cream and hosting fashion shows to attract different types of customers.
This location is very iconic. It got a park, it's got residential, commercial, and it actually matches so well with the concept that we're creating, which is under a wellness platform.
Cai Rong of Lu Jiazui Group, the largest state-owned developer in Shanghai, says Qiantan has a nice blend of residential, recreational, office, and commercial spaces.
Qiantan offers plenty of art, sports, and recreational opportunities. Nearly 2,000 rental houses are available for talents to live in. So far, 70% of all construction projects have been completed, and the remaining 30% are at various stages of completion. Office buildings are occupied, while residential and commercial spaces are in high demand.
NYU Shanghai's new campus will open next year in Qiantan, while the new South Longshui Tunnel is under construction. It will connect Xuhui, Minhang, and Pudong upon completion in 2024.
Ahead of the opening ceremony of the 2022 World Cup in Qatar next month, the giant pandas Jingjing and Sihai made their public debut in their new home in Doha, attracting plenty of attention and love from locals. This is the first time China has arranged a panda cooperation program with a country in the Middle East. Zhang Yue has a story.
The two pandas, 3-year-old female Sihai and 4-year-old male Jingjing, left Chengdu, Sichuan for Qatar on Tuesday. Under the agreement, they will be in Qatar for 15 years. Officials said the Qatari side will cooperate with their Chinese counterparts in research on pandas living in a desert climate. An indoor enclosure that will duplicate conditions in the dense forests of Sichuan was built for the pandas. 800 kilograms of fresh bamboo will be flown in each week to feed them.
They are in a fully custom-built house, which has like the temperatures which mimic the temperatures in Sichuan for the whole year round.
The pandas have also been given Arabic names, Suhail for Jingjing and Soraya for Sihai. Both are the names of stars that embody auspiciousness, sublimeness, and invaluableness.
I firmly believe that two pandas will live a happy life here and bring more happiness, joy, and love to the people of Qatar and in its world.
Qatar also said football fans coming to watch the World Cup have a chance to see pandas.